Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy. Here's what's happening. Months after a cyclist was struck and killed by a suspected drunk driver, Philadelphia's transportation officials unveiled some of the changes the city's considering to make Spruce and Pine Streets safer for bicyclists. As KYW's Nina Barati tells us, officials were met with mixed reviews.
A long line wrapped outside one of Jefferson Hospital's buildings at 10th and Locust, then continued down the street. Dozens of people waited in line to head inside and pored over posters and maps to see some of the ideas being considered by the Office of Transportation and Infrastructure Systems. Director of Policy and Strategic Initiatives, Christopher Pahalski.
We know that changes like this can affect the entire community, so it's important for us to hear people's opinions, whether they like it, whether they don't like it, but more importantly, do they have ideas?
Some of the proposals include concrete curbs to separate the bike in traffic lanes, installing large planters and new loading zones at the ends of blocks along Spruce and Pine. The city estimates it'll cost about $4.8 million. Neely Shaw says her block would be affected and is concerned about the ideas.
It's dangerous just getting your groceries out of the car and running across the street. And now we're supposed to park a half a block away and get your baby and your stroller and your groceries and walk down and possibly get a ticket and risk your life? Come on.
Others like Peter Croce feel it's a solid plan and say as a cyclist wants to feel a separation from cars.
I see people parking in the bike lanes for extended periods and see people having to go around cars and go into traffic. And I see people speeding on those streets too. So it feels pretty unsafe as a cyclist.
These ideas are not set in stone as transportation officials say they want to hear the feedback.
In July, CHOP doctor Barbara Freitas was killed as she was riding her bicycle in the bike lane along Spruce Street. Officials said she was hit by a suspected drunk driver going nearly 60 miles an hour. Low-income Philadelphians have taken more than 4 million trips on SEPTA in the last year through the city's Zero Fare pilot program. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Last year, Philadelphia sent zero-fare SEPTA cards to more than 24,000 residents, chosen at random based on income and age. This was an unsolicited benefit. Residents couldn't apply even if they wanted to. So perhaps not surprisingly, a third of the recipients never even used the card. However, for the roughly 15,000 who have, they've racked up nearly 3 million bus rides and more than a million subway rides.
I definitely consider year one a success.
Ruby Glenn is operations manager for the $52 million program. She says she hopes to extend the benefit to more people in year two of the pilot and to improve usage rates through ongoing outreach.
People move a lot in Philadelphia, and we just need more updated information for them.
For Reginald Floyd, the card has been a game changer. He used to take the bus from his home in Fox Chase to his job at Penn because it was cheaper. Now he can afford regional rail, so he saves money and time.
I think the city of Philadelphia, they did something phenomenal for me.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Women supporting women in an empowering luncheon and panel discussion that was held Thursday in South Jersey. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams was there.
The South Jersey-based nonprofit Women, Words, and Wisdom is dedicated to informing women of issues affecting them so they can make informed choices. They also provide educational scholarships for young women in financial need. President Joanne Wiener says this year's discussions are focused on women's health, education, and pay equity.
We looked at what's going on around our country. We looked at things that were egregious to women. And we also looked at things that were not as egregious but happened over and over again to women.
Currently, women make 84 cents for every dollar a man makes, and Denise Davis, co-director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion for the National Association of Women Business Owners in South Jersey, says regardless of how it may come off, women need to advocate for themselves.
When you are a boy and you talk, you're assertive. When you are a woman, you're not assertive. I won't say the word. Yeah. We are people, and we all should be assertive and trust in ourselves.
The event was held in Cherry Hill, and Congressman Andy Kim gave the keynote. The organization is working with area legislators to help bring about positive changes for women. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.